So let's start talking about it.
Okay. I would like to do that. I think that's what we're doing. And I think that by this radio show, that's what we are beginning to do. And I would just love to see this radio show brought into a larger discussion with people in the community, because the Raven, I know you've been doing a lot of thinking about this. I've been doing a lot of thinking about this. And I know that everyone out there, the people that I run into and talk to, have similar feelings of being discontent, feeling frustrated, different emotions that come up within this system. So it is what you're saying is true, that once we come together and start talking to each other, I think that we then tap into the earth, right? What we naturally feel and are connected to. Once we start talking about that and sharing that individual experience, through that language, collectively, will be our future, our answer, and I think collectively it we create new language through that rich discussion.
And I think that there are certain key, just to start, right? I mean, just to show that this is going to be easier than we may think right now, that there are certain key catchphrases that capture sort of the essence of our collective problem, dilemma, as well as that point us towards the solution, towards our future freedom, you know? So, when I have such a brief moment with people, when I have these interactions on the street, I try to use such catchphrases, right? For instance, we need a mass movement to end wage work, right? It immediately gets you thinking. Or, you know, we want to own these bodies we walk around in. You know what? But I think you know where I'm going with this.
Yes. Well, using authentic language in order to stimulate deeper thought, I think that's really important. I wonder what effect that has on people, and if people aren't really ready to hear that, that may at first be a negative thing. But I even think in that instance, that's a seed that is planted. You know.
Yeah, I think that's what I'm trying to get at here in my bumbling way. Is that that these are not just seeds, although they are seeds that are planted. But what I'm asking or urging us to all begin doing, those of us who feel that this is an enormous, who feel that it's daunting ending a class system, what I'm asking everybody to start doing is, and maybe I'm going to take responsibility of compiling such a list of things like this, of phrases like this. But there are certain ways in which we expose the lie of the system by using phrases, or that through our own language we can begin validating, legitimating discussions of how we can have a world that's premised on non-coercion and reverence. Hmm. So when we say these things, that we move towards our future when we start saying it, naming it. So we need a future in which no one has to sell their human energy. I mean, to say that, to say, you know, it's time for us to move beyond a class system, to say that. Hmm. On the cover of this small series of books I have, we are living the transition that ends the class system. To begin saying that, in fact, one man who looked at the cover said, oh, yes, I believe that, right? But he believed in this, that it was a very long intermediary transition, and I don't. I literally believe that as we start putting these words in our mouths, we begin making it the truth, because... And logically, I mean, if these were not dangerous phrases, we would be hearing them over the airwaves. There's a clue right there that these are disallowed thoughts. All achievement, these are a couple I used in Beginning Again, the volume 3. Those who dissent are targeted. All achievement is used as defense of the system. That's a big one. We have to start talking about it. And what I write is that to begin again, we have to start manifesting having each other's back. This means, among other things, acknowledging actively, i.e. out loud saying the above two facts. Out loud saying is important because our brothers and sisters are not hearing these thoughts. That alone is really important.